Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They may change when they hear the great Ross Tucker. That's all I'm saying. On the line with us right now is our football authority, Al, one of the best there ever was.
Is, yep.
Ever was or is.
Yep.
Ross Tucker is here. Hi, Ross.
Angelo, what's up, man? How are you?
Ross, I haven't had a chance to talk to you since the end of the game last Sunday. If you're a member of the Bears, and that happens with the kicker, what are you saying publicly, and what are you thinking privately?
Publicly, I am saying this game is absolutely not about Cody Parkey. We lost this game as a team. I wasn't perfect. I made some mistakes. We all made mistakes. We had opportunities. Cody made three other field goals and had a terrific game. It shouldn't have all been on his shoulders. It's our fault. That's what I'm saying publicly. Privately, I'm saying, are you kidding me with this guy? I mean, are you kidding me that he kicked it so low that Trayvon Hester could get a piece of it? Even though they got no penetration or very little penetration, it's a 43-yard field goal. I've never seen a double doink before. All the guy had to do was make one kick, and we'd still be playing. But instead, we lost because of a guy that played soccer in high school.
Yeah. Russ, and furthermore, I think even though all week they've been supportive, when you sit down, if you're like a football fan as well as a player, and you're watching four playoff games this week, and the only reason you're not in it is because of that kick, you're getting angry all over again, aren't you? Isn't it reinforcing your bitterness that that happened?
Well, and the thing is, Angelo, it's not just that game. I mean, he by the way, he hit the post like six or seven times this
correct.
Year.
Yes. Correct.
Are we sure that he knows exactly what the goal is when you're trying to kick the ball? Are we sure? I mean, Angelo, think of the best kickers ever. Vinatieri and all these guys, Justin Tucker.
Yeah.
They couldn't even hit the post that many times if they tried.
No, you couldn't.
If they were trying to hit the post, they wouldn't be able to hit the post.
Hey,
this
Ross,
guy is unbelievable.
How about hitting two of them? How about hitting the post and then the crossbar? Do you ever see that before?
No, and I got to tell you, Angelo, I'm probably not the only person that thought this way. I'm watching it.
Yeah.
I see it hit the upright. And I thought it went in.
Me too.
I did not see it hit the crossbar and bounce back. I thought it went in. I was like, what? Oh, he missed it. He missed it. Oh, it was that. I mean, that was unbelievable. And, yeah, I mean, the thing is, too, he blew two or three games for them during the season. I mean, you talk to Bears fans, and every one of them on Twitter was, I knew it. I told you. I told you. I knew it. I knew it. I told you. And here's what's really crazy, Angelo. Do you know, I mean, think about this for a kicker. Do you know his $3.5 million salary for next year is fully guaranteed?
Oh, wow.
What contract are they giving Cody Parkey that his second year, $3.5 million, is fully guaranteed? I felt bad for him for about 15 minutes till somebody tweeted that. I didn't feel bad for him anymore.
Wow.
He's guaranteed $3.5 million next year.
That's insane. All right, now I just alluded to some of the coaching tactics of Sean Payton. Are you impressed with him rolling out $245,000 in cash and hauling out the Lombardi Trophy? You didn't think that. Why would he need to do that to a team that a lot of people think is the best one in football this year? What'd you think of that coaching technique?
Well, he didn't need to do it. You know, he's from the Parcells school. He actually coached me for a hot minute until Parcells cut me in Dallas in 03. And, you know, Parcells is famous for, like, if the guy's older, he'll put an empty gas tank in his locker to say, do you have any gas left in the tank? So Payton basically just copies a lot of Parcells stuff.
Oh.
So maybe Parcells did that sometime. And obviously the guys are motivated, Angelo.
Yeah.
But you know, you see what $225,000 in cash looks like. Wow. Yeah. Hopefully it was ones. I don't know. But you see that, right? And I don't care who you are, to look at that stuff and be like, holy crap, we only need to win three games, two at home.
Yeah.
And we get the – it's like my dad, Angelo, yeah, my rookie year in the league. I sold my Super Bowl tickets like everybody does. I know you're not supposed to say that, but I sold my Super Bowl tickets like everybody does.
Sure.
And I had a couple grand. They were all in hundreds. And I was like, Dad, I'm going to take these to the bank and deposit them. He's like, no, man, just go out this weekend and keep like seven or eight of those bad boys in your wallet and just feel cool. So I went out that weekend. It was New Year's Eve, and I had to get into a bar. I had to give the guy $200, which sucked. But anyway, it felt cool to have the $100 bills in my wallet. I don't care who you are, how much money you have. If you see $225,000 in a wheelbarrow, you want that. You want that money.
Wow. You know what? You know what I just learned? You have a very cool dad. That's what I learned, Ross. Hey, Ross, I got to ask you about rust, all right? Because Peyton made a decision not to play Breeze or most of his starters in the last game of the regular season. Then they had the bye week. Now they're playing the last game Sunday. That's pretty much 3 weeks without playing football. Is that smart, and will that impact the game, especially in the early part of it?
You know, Angelo, I've totally given up trying to figure out how teams are going to respond after that because it feels like it's 50-50. There's plenty of examples of teams that come out, they don't play as well, they look flat, and then in that city for the whole week, all they're talking about is how they were rusty, they should have played in the last game. Meanwhile, there's other cities. I can remember when Belichick played his guys in a game that was meaningless and Wes Welker tore his ACL and they lost to the Ravens as a result. So I personally think you only really look dumb if you lose a guy to injury in a game that's meaningless. And the thing that's crazy about that is they didn't play like Kamara or Breeze in their last game, and they still got a couple O-linemen banged up. I mean, you only have eight O-linemen on the team,
yep,
and Bushrod and Pete both got banged up in that game. So even when he was trying to protect his stars, some of the guys that weren't stars got a little beat up.
Yeah, all right, and it is the thing. I'm going to throw you the deep end of this because, I mean, it almost sounds like a ridiculous question, but I got to ask it. Who's got the advantage at quarterback Sunday? Because they got Breeze, and we got the magic man, Nick Foles. They got the advantage there, right, Ross?
They do, but it has come to the point where I'm not putting anything past Nick Foles ever. He had some of the strangest throws I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the one, it would look like a punt. And, like, Alshon's wide open right to him. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what that was.
Yep.
Obviously, the interception was terrible. But I've given up, Angelo, on doubting Nick Foles in a big spot. We've all said he's Jekyll and Hyde. He's feast or famine. Well, guess what? When it's a big spot, when it's playoffs, it seems like he plays great. But we're talking about one of the all-time greats in Drew Brees.
Yeah.
And it's just, I mean, we saw what happened earlier in the season. Now, the Eagles had three DBs get hurt, but he sliced and diced them. I would still take Brees, but it's remarkably close for a first-ballot Hall of Famer and a guy that a lot of people thought was like a journeyman backup in Nick Foles.
All right, Ross, this is a big moment here because Ross Tucker, people got to understand, Ross is very, very knowledgeable of football. He's a local guy, but he's also, like me, Al, he does not play to the crowd. He gives you his honest feel. I do not think the Eagles could beat the Saints, but Ross Tucker knows more than I do. Ross Tucker, Eagles at Saints, Sunday, 4:45, Superdome. Who wins?
As you know, Angelo, yep, I always tell you what I really think.
I do.
Not
yeah,
what I want.
Right.
And it's to the point now, since I have incorrectly picked the last four Eagles playoff games, I have picked them to lose four times in a row.
Pick them again.
They've been
to
the
lose.
Underdog four times in a row. No, it's the point now, Angelo and Rhea, where I get text messages from buddies saying, you know you can't pick them to win next week, right? You know you have to pick them to lose again. People now think that it's like a thing.
Yeah.
But I'm not doing it because of that. I am a little nervous, by the way, because if they win this game, I'm probably picking them next week if they win this game. I'm telling you that right now.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm not picking them to win this game. I think for the second week in a row, the line is crazy. I tell anybody that wants to put money on the game, put it on the Eagles. I said that with your guy Fezzik on the Even Money podcast.
Right.
But I've been to the Superdome twice this year. That place just goes bonkers. Mm-hmm. This is the best team in football. 27-20, Saints win.
And, Ross, you're right on point. And that's why I respect him. He could have played to the crowd like you did, but he didn't. He's a man of integrity.
Oh, I'm playing to the crowd.
The great Ross Tucker. And Ross, God bless your dad. That's all I could say. Put seven or eight of those things in your pocket and walk around.
That's all
I love
eight,
it.
Though?
Ross, thank you, my friend. Thank you very much.
See you guys.
Ross Tucker, Al, does pick the Saints, but he thinks it over. He thought it over.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.